Hi, this is Dave O'Mara, and this is 5x5 for Friday, December 30th, 2005. Returning today to reading and reacting to Fernando Pessoa's The Book of Disquiet. And I just want to read one of the little blurbs on the back cover of it from Anthony Burgess, writing in The Observer whenever this was originally published. There is a distinguished mind at work, originally published in English, that is.
Some other librarian that
there
got
is a distinguished mind
had
at
sent
work
it back.
Beneath the totally ordered up
special
dullness.
Sent it back by the time I got there. So I checked in the new book section and I found a new book
must be given
explicating the incompleteness theorem of Kurt Gödel, which I've always been fascinated with, but have never completely understood. I'm sorry, I'd give it another shot.
Organizing the system. And once they got into my organizing system, it occurred to me that I might share the experience of looking up these words. The first word is helical. And by the way, I looked at all these words. I was actually a physicist at the turn of them all.
I can't tell you whether
this was, in fact, the generally accepted idea or whether this is a straw man, but since Henri was one of the leading physicists of his time, I presume it's this is what he had been taught and what other physicists used to think,
which is that two forces are equal when they give the same acceleration to the same mass.
This is sort of delusion.
Opposite directions, they are in equilibrium.
I marvel that I did not see it before. I am surprised by everything I have been and that I now see I am not. I look down on my past life as if it were a plane stretched out beneath the sun just breaking through the clouds, and I notice with a metaphysical shock how almost all my most assured gestures,
until I drove over to the site of the plane crash,
and
I guess what I want to consider here is if we consider this plane crash as a work of installation, so this is a sort of a critical or imaginative method, actually more of an imaginative method.
It is that
than a critical
Gödel
method,
was
not
unlike
an anti-rationalist,
the robot builder,
or a postmodernist. Although his work has been quoted and used by anti-rationalists, saying, "This is the end of rationalism, the end of science, the limits of the human mind."
That I took to be the air.
Rather, he was arguing,
in this visionary moment, I am suddenly solitary man realizing he is an exile from the country of which he had always considered himself a citizen. In the very heart of everything, I thought, I was not me. I am overwhelmed by a sarcastic terror of life, a dejection that overflows the bounds of my conscious being. I know that I was never vaguely to
with
error and mistake,
that
I never lived, that I existed only in the sense that I filled up
and it turns out that scutcheon is a protective or ornamental shield
of a person, situation,
or apply it to the exact defined region, usually a shield.
Why he is saying they have a nice little
this is utterly intellectually dishonest, I guess he's saying here, in this particular case. But okay, his argument is that the application of a force to a body is somehow a unique instance that cannot be arbitrarily broken up. Or probably saying that's what
Alley, which is some way similar in the same family of things as a runway where airplanes belong, but it's in the wrong orientation, it's pointing down. And there it is. I should mention also that apparently no one, not even the pilot, weighs on this,
as if it were a sentence, not
allows us, I think, this lack of real tragedy to consider.
It is so difficult to describe the feeling one has when one feels that one really does exist and that the soul is a real entity,
that I do not know what human words I can use to define it. I don't know if I'm really as feverish as I feel, or if instead I have finally recovered from the fever of slumbering through life. This is quite an amazing passage, and we never have any idea what caused this revelation.